Alright guys, it's been a couple weeks since I've last posted. I announced I would be taking a break from the hardest job in the world. I mean, compared to other easy jobs in this world, this is tough. And it's brought a lot of people to quit YouTube as I've been gone. Matt Pat from The Game Theorist, completely drenched and soaked in tears by the end of his very emotional quitting video. It brought many people to feel emotions. Creekcraft, at the end of him talking about, he kind of had a little bit of an existential crisis that I think is very interesting.
Like, you know, we're all getting old and soon you guys are going to be graduated. You're going to... You know, you're gonna be in college.
Yeah, soon all of you are gonna drop out of college and just be thrown to the streets and die. And that makes me sad. Creek's viewers will they'll probably go to college, but my community, no sir. You know, Dennis dying in real life, so now he can't post videos anymore. Even Dan TDM, 11 months ago, he quit and he just never posted again. He's just disappeared from the internet forever. You know, and considering all this, I think it's brought me to the opinion that over my break that YouTube sucks and I'm gonna quit. This is gonna be my last video. No, but over the break that I'm in an apartment. This apartment had a fire the other day. It has a lot of false alarms with fires. The elevators are breaking. I made a huge mistake. But yeah, that's what I've been doing over the past couple weeks. Just making mistakes. You know, and I try to check out what's new on Roblox. And we're kind of already off to a bad start. Warning. This is how I'm greeted back. Roblox does not permit sharing. I've gotten this before. Don't show personal identifiable information. Unauthorized voice recordings of minors. Roblox, they keep accusing me of this stuff related to minors, and this is really bad. This is a bad look for me, Roblox. I can't keep addressing these types of allegations. This is probably how Dream feels. Look, I didn't do anything bad, Roblox. Stop this. Yeah, I know it's very dark in here, I'm still in the process of the move. I still have my other place, but I rented the shittiest apartment out there. This whole building is gonna collapse and I'm gonna die. All right, I agree. What did I do exactly? Oh, okay, I see what they mean now. They deleted my group logo because I had this as my picture, which is, they are right, it is a minor. It is me. Hey, Roblox, if you're listening, this minor consented to being on this. That sounds bad. This is me, by the way. You know, let's forget this. This is really bad optics for me. Let's move on. You know, while a lot has happened in the YouTube landscape, like everyone quitting, it did have me think that, you know, one day I will have to make a quitting video, and it'll probably be very soon. And the person I'm gonna give my channel to is Jang G from the Jang G YouTube channel. You know, we share a lot of intimate moments together throughout our time. And, you know, I look forward to Jang G carrying on the Flamingo legacy. You know, what's going on? Blur out what's going on over here. I don't know what they're doing. Whoever drew that, explain it. You know, but not a lot's happened in the Roblox scene since I've been gone. I expected, like, horrible things have happened. It's been 2 weeks, you know? Usually something horrible happens, like Game Fam employee found dead, children kidnapped. Like, no news articles about a child being kidnapped from someone they met off Roblox. I mean, it's good that that didn't happen, but nothing happened? Roblox News Japan shows this, and that means, I don't know, there's some new Roblox virus where if you join a game and press the wrong button, you get like, look.
What am I clicking?
Telling this person just keep clicking around. they click around in game and it makes you click something that creates something worthy of your account being deleted for child endangerment. Like, that's insane. What did, like, on Roblox, you are always 3 clicks away from committing acts of child endangerment. I think when they clicked around on here, it said like click 3 times and then it got this person child endangerment allegations. That's so awesome. awesome. That's pretty much the only thing that happened. That's kind of like what I did. That's Roblox tried to pin that on me too with this group logo thing. They said something pretty much a child endangerment is what Roblox accused me of.
Whoa, you can pay me money on comments?
I'll heart that.
Thanks, man. I'm gonna ban anyone who has no dollar sign by their comment. I think in 2024, and speaking of my comments, the comments on this video are pretty good, but I think going into 2024, 90% of my commenters should possibly go extinct, die, whatever you want to call it, get rid of them. I think I have the most botted comment section maybe on YouTube. Ken, just take a moment to appreciate all the effort he puts in these videos. I'm gonna this is a bot, but like, if you post that, I want to strangle you. And you know what? The good people at YouTube, they gave me like a surprise gift. It's this bear brick thing that plays music. Look, right on his little, right on his, he's got his name tatted on his ass. But one thing that I found funny is that comment that I hate so much, they put some stats on here, on the box they gave me of like, this is how many views you got, and then talk about the fan love, and it says, can we appreciate how much effort they put the most, because that's all my comments are, this one botted comment. So, you know, they just looked at the comment and said, oh, they all say this, I'll put this on the box, which again, YouTube, thank you so much. This is awesome. But I just thought that was funny how horrible my comments are. If you see someone posting like repeat comments, I need you to do your due diligence and find out where they live and threaten them. Like, I'm starting to think this whole like, all these subscribers are just fake because so many of the comments are the same exact thing. Like, this is just a one big psyop and the government's gonna take all this away from me because it's all bots. And then the government's gonna force me to do some horrible act on society. You know what I mean? That's what I feel like is gonna happen. I don't wanna do that. But if the government forces me to, I have no choice. That you will be spared, Mr. $5. Some people think I quit.
It's sad to see him go so soon. We will always remember this absolute legend of a guy.
People sort of think I quit. I kind of like this, which I am quitting. Like I said, in a couple videos, you'll start to see Jangji pop up. Since MatPat quit, I really don't want to see this man quit. Too bad. No, I don't think you guys have to worry about me quitting anytime soon. It's like MatPat, you know, I don't have any talents or interests where MatPat, he's going to go work on games, write stories, you know, or like Dan TDM retiring. Like
he's got so much Minecraft to play and Five Nights at Freddy's, so he had to retire to do all that. Or Dennis, you know, he had to die. And that sucks.
Now, I'm excited to get back to what really matters in life, like playing plus one fat every second, or five noches con Alfredo. You know, things like that really matter. Gay speedrun. Like, who's gonna play that? You know, if I'm not... Whoa, they took it out!
They tried to trick you.
They tried to trick you.
Not me.
You know, 2023 was a great year. We defused a bomb that YouTube sent me. Nixter V recovered from his horrible condition. That he described it as baldness. And AI has progressed to a point of no return where it's probably just gonna be a horrible thing for humanity. So excited to see what's in for 2024. I'll be posting videos again now until I quit.